Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. That was weird.
Weird, man.
Weird. It was weird. There was supposed to be something there. Anyway, what's going on? Hey, hi, everybody. I don't know what to do. How do I start this thing? What's happening here? It's Brockett Hunter, intern Bryce, 8
radio.
Radio stuff. Partly cloudy today, high of 82 tonight. Cloudy chance of thunderstorms, low of 66. Wednesday, partly cloudy, humid, small chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Humid. That's a word I don't think we've heard yet this year.
Humid.
High of 84. Thursday, partly cloudy, humid, with slight chance of a storm. High of 85.
Ooh-wee. Yes. Wet and sticky.
Not sure if you have something to... Jeez, man. Not sure if you have something to talk about, but have you seen this Bob Lazar Netflix special?
The what?
I thought you were trying to say Bob Lasagna.
Bob Lazar Netflix special. Have you seen it?
No.
Dude.
What is it?
It's wild. Bob Lazar is an old guy. He supposedly worked at S4, which is a UFO test site. He reverse engineered a UFO back in the...
No, he didn't, because there is no UFOs.
Dude, everybody is... Dude, Bob Lazar is so hot right now, bro.
Yeah, so hot right now.
Telling you. You need to check it out, and he does a podcast, too. Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because it's aliens, so it's not believable.
You know why it's unbelievable? Because
somebody will call and be like, dude, watch it. I guarantee somebody will call and be like, it's insane.
Dude, you know what I'll tell that person? You're a moron, because it's ridiculous.
Will you watch it first before you have an opinion?
Just you recommending it. I'm like, no.
I heard UFO.
Shouldn't have brought it up. Said,
so it's a work of fiction.
It's,
right?
Yeah, there you go. It's sci-fi. What, am I going to watch Star Trek after that? Like, oh, this is, have you seen this?
Which Star Trek? The one from 1970?
Oh, Shatner. That's what we're going to watch. Of course, it's the only good one.
Next There's Generation.
Something on the wing. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
Everything that just came out of your mouth is WTF.
Oh, come on.
This is bananas, and I feel so bad for this cat.
My cat went through the wash cycle, and he's our little miracle kitty, so just praying for a full recovery. One godsend is it was on express wash, then heard a little meow. All of a sudden, I saw a little white back foot go up in the air, and I can't even tell you what that was like. But I mean, he must have slipped in there when I turned my back. We're not sure if he recognizes us yet. He's like leaning forward and wanting to be petted, so that gives me some hope that he knows somebody cares.
A woman in Minnesota washed her cat.
Yeah. Wow. Did she put downy beads in there? Because if she did, the cat's going to smell fantastic.
Smell great. Wow. So she didn't realize her cat Felix had jumped into the washing machine. Somehow he survived a full 45-minute wash cycle.
45 minutes?
That cat's a tank.
Including rinse and spin. Critical condition right now at the animal hospital. Oxygen support and IV, but he can already move and eat. So he's on the uptick.
Wow.
And she said it was express. It was a 45-minute express cycle. Watch. Good God. Gosh.
Is that a 3-hour normal cycle?
I guess.
Yeah. Hey, toss him in. We'll see him next week.
How do you not see a cat in there?
I got a similar story.
Oh, no.
Not me personally, but one of my best friends in high school. His sister had a cat. He went down. So this is a little different, though. He went to go dry his clothes. Cats love warm environments.
Yeah, of course.
The cat was inside of the dryer as he threw his clothes and didn't see the cat. Dude, he came down, pulled his clothes out, stiff as a board. Sister was devastated.
Oh, my God.
Dude, could you imagine?
That's terrible.
He was like, dude, I thought I had a shoe in the dryer.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
60 minutes.
Oh.
Said that thing was as stiff as a board and it's like a 200 degrees. Oh, dude. I mean, I guess it's better to wash your cat than dry it, but
if your cat, first of all, let's
don't put him in any laundry cycles.
This is where, if you're doing laundry and you have a cat, some form of small animal that can get in there. It was just double check.
Yeah. Check yourself.
Double
you
check
yourself.
Yeah, I always just iron my cat. I never put it in the washer or the dryer.
Yeah, I air dry my cat personally.
My cat's dry clean only. So you know, I just.
Good
Dang. God. We're gonna have PETA calling us on this one. You're not supposed to iron the cat.
Good.
Let
them come. W.